All right, let's do this thing. Welcome to today's podcast episode. Welcome to the Connie Bizalski podcast. We have a lot to talk about today, so get ready for some juicy content. I hope you had a really good start into the new year. It's 2019. Holy shit. Craziness. And if you want an even better start into the year and you want to support this podcast and you want to be surrounded by amazing, awesome, inspiring, cool, beautiful, conscious people and fellow co-creators, then come on over and join us at our tribe, the Co-Create Tribe, a community full of conscious entrepreneurs and creators where you get access to all my live sessions, all my workshops, and I do business reviews. We're a really special family, and I'm opening the doors again next week. So that's only a few days away. I'm going to aim for Wednesday. So get ready, and I highly recommend you get on the wait list, which you can access at connie.me/co-create. Just plug in your email address and you will be notified when we open the doors straight away. Those people on the waitlist, they get the first email out. Boom. And also, if you don't receive my beautiful soul and hustle emails yet, then come and sign up. connie.me/sign-up. Or actually, you can just sign up at connie.me. Super easy. And you know it, right? It's Connie with an I. C-O-N-N-I. That's it. No E at the end. It's not a Y. C-O-N-N-I. All right. And also, if you enjoy my podcast, then please leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps to get the word out. And it only takes, 5 seconds or so. I'd really, really appreciate it. So, besides the holidays and going to winter wonderland in Switzerland after Christmas, my life has been pretty chill and pretty unexciting. I've really just been working and creating a lot every day, hustling hard, but it's just been really relaxed. It's just me and my mom again after my siblings have left and the two doggies and my grandma next door. I spent New Year's with her, actually. She's 91, and it was just me and her because everybody else was gone, and I volunteered to take care of her, hang out. We watched Jaws. So yeah, I have about one more week, and then I'm off back to Los Angeles, see my girl. And I also, finally, today I made travel arrangements for my trips to Sri Lanka in February, and then on to Bali. So that's more or less sorted out now. Got the flights and all that. So cool. Looking forward to that trip. And on Sunday this weekend, I'm off on a little business mastermind weekend. So yeah, we'll be hanging out for a couple of days. And well, for one, spend some quality time because we are actually friends, not just business mastermind peers. And then also, plan out our 2019 together. That's that. So this podcast episode has been on my mind for a very long time, actually. I've been meaning to record this for ages, and now it's time. I work with many people and creators and their businesses, and, you know, let it be in my Co-Create membership community or one-on-one through my mentorship program. And of course, you know, I get a lot of comments, messages, emails from many beginner entrepreneurs and creators, people who are just starting out, people who want to start a business, haven't started yet, people who are maybe a little bit further along. And I feel like some people don't quite understand what entrepreneurship really means and what it really entails. And because here's the thing, entrepreneurship is really not for everyone. It's not. It can be really tough, and it's not a walk in the park. And I had to experience this fact many times on my journey. And I've been on this, been on this trip for years now, right? So 2011 is when I started out, and I had no clue what I was getting into. But you know, eventually I just committed to all of it. Because if you're willing to accept the challenges and the risks, man, the rewards and the freedom, it's so worth it and it's so fulfilling. However, there's a few realities, a few things that come with the suitcase of entrepreneurship. They tag along. And so I want to talk about those and then also talk about, I guess, a few things that have to do more with the mindset and just things that you're going to just have to do and deal with, basically. So first off, you're going to have to work a lot, okay? Especially in the first 2 or 3 years, it is a hustle. I mean, building a business from scratch, you don't do that on a 4-hour work week. You don't even do it on a 40-hour work week. I think when many people who've been employed for a while, they think that, you know, oh, I'm going to become an entrepreneur and work less and have more freedom. And on the one hand, yes, there is more freedom because you can plan the hours that you work and when you work and where you work, you know. But the first couple of years, it's definitely probably going to be more than 40 hours a week. And you're going to have to do things that you might not like doing, that you don't enjoy doing, until you actually have the money to outsource them. So that's also part of the hustle. And, you know, for me, like, I don't really do weekends. And I don't do the whole 9-to-5 mentality of, oh, I start work at 9 and then I finish at 5 and then I have my evening for me. And then I don't work on weekends. I don't work on holidays. And I'm like, you know, as an entrepreneur, I don't relate to that. I usually never really know what day of the week it is because it doesn't matter. I work because I enjoy doing it. I love doing it. But also because I know that I'm growing, at this point, I'm growing a new business. When I grew my first business back in 2011, 12, 13, 14, you know, I hustled hard for 2 or 3 years and then I was able to sit back for a while and enjoy what I had created. And I was living the 4-hour work week for a while only to realize, ugh, that's not really super fulfilling either. So I started on a new journey. But no matter what, when you're in the beginning, you're going to have to let that 9-to-5 mentality go. It just won't work like that. Being your own boss is a whole new ballpark, and it's really all about taking responsibility for everything. And as much as weekends and holidays and all that, you know, you like that as an employee because you might not have enjoyed your actual job as much, and you were an employee. Like, that's such a different universe. But when you're running your own business, like, I don't care if I work on a Sunday morning or on a Wednesday night, or like right now, it's Friday night. It's 8:30 p.m. and I'm sitting here recording a podcast because I want to. I couldn't imagine anything else. Like, I've been wanting to record this podcast all day. I got caught up with 5 trillion other things and here I am recording it right now. So that is something I think that many people don't realize, is just how much goes into this, and that for a while, the freedom comes in different ways. Like I said, you know, I can travel the world, I can work from anywhere, and I can set my hours. And I, for example, in the mornings, I take my time with my morning routine. So I start later in the day, I take breaks when I want, but man, do I work. Like, I definitely put in a lot of time these days. And of course, a lot of it is fun and games, and I want to, but, you know, there's also parts of it where I'm like, oh man, kind of wish I could cut myself more slack and take more time off. But those days will come. They will come. And when you can kind of, you know, slow down more. But I think in the beginning, you just have to put in a lot of energy and time. So that's one thing. Also, there will be a lot of emotional ups and downs on your journey if you're just starting out, or maybe you're already experiencing them. And that's totally, totally normal and part of the whole game that you signed up for. It's not a straight line. There will be ups and downs. You're gonna there's going to be days where you doubt everything, you question everything. There will be days where you feel like you're not good enough. And there will be days when you're scared to fail and go broke. And, you know, in the end, you're going to have to face all of those shadows and those demons and really deal with all your fears and all your limiting beliefs. And we have to face our mindset around money, and we have to deal with that and realize and become comfortable with the fact that entrepreneurship comes with risks, and we need to find a way to deal with them. And I think that that way is inwards, absolutely. And as an entrepreneur, you know, I can only highly recommend you get, you know, a life coach, possibly a therapist, whatever, but just someone who supports you on that journey, because it can be very, very challenging emotionally and for things to come up. And, you know, you're gonna make mistakes and maybe even fail, even though, you know, I don't even believe in failure. It's only results. But also then you gotta learn to get up again and to develop sort of resilience. You know, you fall and then you get up again, and you fall, you get up again, and you just got to keep doing it. And then you get used to falling and getting up again. Because yes, you will be rejected. You will be judged and criticized. It's going to happen when you put yourself out there. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to give it to you on a silver plate and be like, entrepreneurship is just rainbows and unicorns. It's so much fun. I love what I do. I'm living my dream. It's like, well, well, there's days where you feel like shit. And where you feel like there's no point to any of this, where you feel like nobody likes you. You will get emails, comments, and messages where people judge you, criticize you, and reject you, especially on social media. It happens. And again, we're going to have to face that and deal with that, because we have to heal those wounds and embrace all those fears to get to the other side. And the amount of personal growth that you will experience through all of this is above and beyond anything that you could ever imagine. And so I'm so grateful for all of the challenges, you know, and you do develop this resilience over time. You will. It might take a while, and in the beginning it's so much easier to just take everything so seriously and wanting to give up, but you're going to have to get through it and stay in the fire and stay in the room and not leave and not run and actually breathe it through, work it through, feel it through. And you will procrastinate and you will self-sabotage yourself. Abso-fucking-lutely. I mean, procrastination and self-sabotage is something that so many people deal with. Especially creative people and those with big goals and big visions. And again, it's about becoming more and more aware of that resistance within us. That ego part of us that doesn't want us to do the thing that we're here to do. And you will compare yourself. You scroll on social media, through Instagram and wherever platform you're on, and you will compare yourself and you're gonna feel less than all the other awesome people who are more successful than you, who have more followers than you, make more money than you. And again, you're gonna have to sit with yourself and work through that. And then you will definitely also feel overwhelmed a lot. Definitely. Because as someone who's building a new business, man, there's a lot of things that you need to do and that you can potentially put your focus on. And it's difficult in the beginning to figure out where to put your attention and to figure out how to deal with that feeling of overwhelm, which can also just really screw us over, because we might not be able to actually do anything when we're in this place. And there will also definitely be days when you will feel really lonely and alone, and where again you will doubt yourself. And that's super normal. I mean, my history with loneliness is very long, and especially in the first couple of years, you know, when I started out, and especially as a digital nomad traveling the world. And I remember being in South America and traveling around. There were no co-working spaces in Argentina or in Brazil where I was. There were no hostels for digital nomads and Facebook groups. But now it's all out there. Now there's so much more infrastructure for digital nomads, but also entrepreneurs, people who are just starting out, in communities, you know, and co-working spaces. And then there's Co-Create, my membership community. Yeah, it definitely helps to be connected to others who are on the same journey, or also maybe even a few steps ahead. So just know this for now. It's all normal. Just keep going. You got to keep going. If you're in this, if you're really in this, you got to keep going. There's no giving up. Because in the end, it's all worth it. The lessons that you learn, they're just, you can't even imagine just how important they are to you in the long run. The freedom, the impact that you can make with your work and really using your gifts and your calling and sharing them with the world and shine your light for other people. Like, you gotta think about that. That's what needs to keep you going. And just that fulfillment at the end of the day, knowing that you're doing important work for others. And so let's talk about some of the things that you're gonna have to do and the mindset that you need. So number one is that you will I'm struggling for some reason to speak properly tonight. Anyway, so you will have to constantly expand your comfort zone. If you like to stay in your comfort zone, this whole thing is not for you. You're gonna have to stretch yourself. You're gonna have to do things that scare you. And you're gonna have to face the fear of, not being good enough, of failing. And that's a big part. And when I look back at my, you know, coming up to 8 years now this year of doing this whole thing, you know, I'm gladly now at a point where so many things don't scare me anymore. And my comfort zone is like 100 times further out than it used to be. And it's amazing how well we get to know ourselves as we go through this process. And there's, you know, the comfort zone of selling, you know, selling yourself, your services, your offerings, putting themselves out there, or just even the comfort zone of showing yourself, making yourself visible. And the second thing is, and this is a huge one, friends, really, one word, and that is consistency. Consistency. By this, I mean you have to show up consistently every day. You get to post regularly, several times a week. It's not enough to just post a blog post once a month or to post on Instagram once a week when you're starting out. You have to develop this habit of putting yourself out there when it comes to your content, your social media content, blog content, or maybe doing a podcast or videos. But just taking a week or two or three off, like, that just doesn't fly. If you're really in this, you got to be consistent with doing the work and showing up for your people and the tribe that you're building. And I've been consistently showing up for almost 8 years now. Of course, there were times when, you know, ups and downs. Of course, there's phases that we go through, and I went through my phases. But overall, I've been consistently showing up. I have an expectation that, or a standard that I set for myself that I want to meet for myself, but also especially for other people, because not because I'm a people pleaser, but because I love creating and I love serving and contributing and providing value. And that for me is true fulfillment. and I just don't want to be someone who doesn't, you know, live up to their word. And me as a creator, a big part of my job is to show up consistently, to send out my newsletter every week or twice, and to put out videos regularly, this podcast, you know, blog posts, being on Instagram, doing live streams, and all of these things. Like, I think I shared it in my last podcast, what my goals are for this year in terms of my content. And at this point, it's 2 videos a week, plus 1 podcast, plus 1 to 2 newsletters, plus 1 blog post a month, plus Instagram on the side. So that's posting on Instagram and doing Instagram stories. Plus, I do a live session every week over at Co-Create, my membership community. So that's a lot. And I'm more or less a one-woman show. I do have an assistant, Amanda, and I outsource smaller jobs sometimes. But overall, I'm responsible for all of my content. I do the graphics for them. I plan it all out. I do all the editing for my photos, all of it. And I don't come up with excuses to not show up consistently. I just do it. And that is definitely a muscle that you need to develop. And that brings me actually to the next point, which very much relates to consistency. And that is 3, turning pro. And that's a concept, or actually a book, by Stephen Pressfield. If you haven't read anything by Stephen Pressfield yet, then I urge you, go out, get one of his books right now, and start with The War of Art. Turning Pro is a really good one. And what that means is, when he talks about turning pro, from going from being an amateur to turning pro, it means that you do the work even if you don't feel like it. The pro doesn't use excuses. And the pro is aware of the resistance. He or she is aware of the fears and the procrastination. But he doesn't let it hold him back from doing what's most important, which is, you know, getting your message out there, sharing your stories, creating, offering people your services. Like, you know, I've been working all through Christmas and New Year's, basically. I barely took a day off. And, you know, I have a business to build. And I want to make it successful. And I have a calling that wants to come through me. So I show up. I turned pro a long time ago. And I show up even if I don't feel like it. I show up and do the work. And I sit down and I write even if I don't feel like writing. Because the muse, the inspiration, sometimes you got to start before it hits you. You know, the muse won't just kind of visit you when you feel like it. It will come when you show up consistently. The amateur calls it quits early. You know, the amateur looks at the pro and makes excuses for why they should be that successful too, but they're not. Instead of working harder to get where they want to be, they get jealous and they complain to their peers and their friends, and they blame other people for their own lack of success. But to turn pro means that you have to put away your bad habits and all the unnecessary distractions so that you will actually put your head down and do the work. And you're going to have to stop making excuses and blaming others or blaming circumstances. You got to create a mindset that's, you know, for dedication, for focus and clarity. And that's what it's all about. It's really about committing to this fully. Because once you turn pro, my friend, there is no going back. Then you're in it. So 4 is, you've got to keep learning. Seriously, I'm so serious about this. I'm so serious about all these points here, actually. But learning, man, I mean, I've been learning my entire life, but the things that I've been learning since I became an entrepreneur and started my first business been way more amazing than anything I ever learned in school. And you got to learn new skills, you got to acquire new knowledge, you got to stay up to date, you got to keep reading the books and do online courses, and you got to do that all the time. There is no time for standing still, no matter how busy you are. I always make time, and if it's only 10, 20 minutes a day, to go through the online courses that I signed up for. And those are quite a few right now, but I'm learning all about filmmaking. I just signed up for a photography mentorship program. I am also doing another business course. And then I'm reading books, listening to Audible books, listen to podcasts. I read a lot online. I'm constantly learning. I'm in all areas. Let it be the creative side and, you know, filmmaking, photography, writing, but also about SEO and building better websites and marketing, social media, all of it. There is no time to stand still. As an entrepreneur, you gotta be committed to learning all the time. The next one is one that relates to that, and that is that you need a really high interest in marketing. I see a lot of people, they want to become entrepreneurs and start a business, but they're just not into marketing. They're not interested. And then I'm just like, well, you have two options here. Either you somehow get passionate about it, or you have enough money to outsource it. But to be honest, even if I had the money when I started out, I wouldn't outsource it. You got to learn that shit. I would never outsource anything that I don't know how to do. That's one thing that I've learned on my journey as well. So I can usually tell from pretty far away that when someone's not passionate about marketing, it's going to be a really big struggle to build a successful business. Because it's one thing to have a great product or a great business idea or to have a great offering and be a great life coach or write an amazing book. But if you don't know how to market that stuff, if you don't know how to get the word out, if you don't know how to get your product, your offering, your service into people's hands, if you're not excited about social media marketing, if you don't get excited about, learning everything that you need to know when it comes to marketing, then I'm not sure that entrepreneurship is for you, really. So there's a few skills that I highly recommend that you learn. And that is number one, how to build a WordPress website. It's not rocket science. There's a lot of resources out there. Go and learn it. Definitely learn some SEO, the basics of search engine optimization. Gotta go and do it. I still meet a lot of people who don't even know what SEO means and they're building businesses, and that's a little dangerous. So go and dig into SEO. Then copywriting. Words are everything still online. Yes, videos, for sure. Images, yes. And video is definitely the future. Definitely get on to learning about video, friends. But copywriting, the word is still the number one thing. We still read a lot wherever we go. And so learning about copywriting, the basics, copywriting 101, everything is copywriting. Everything. Every Instagram post you put out there, every email you send out in one way or another. Sure, parts of it is just writing, but then parts of it is copywriting. And I highly, highly suggest that you go out and learn about copywriting. It really changed so much for me. Another skill is learning how to create epic content. Really learn about how to write good blog posts, great headlines, which also actually is part of copywriting. But also how to make videos and how to write on social media. But just like figure out how to actually create the content. Create content that people want. Create the content that's valuable and helpful. That is so important. How to figure out what people actually want to read or watch or listen to. And lastly, you know, just kind of get a little interested in design. That's a big one, actually. A little big one. I mean, there's a lot of tools out there these days that make it a lot easier. One is Canva. That's a really good tool. And there's a few more that help you. I mean, gosh, man, when I wish those tools had been around when I started out in 2011, seriously, and they weren't. But now they're all here. Some amazing people saw the struggle that people had with design and then like graphics, like social media graphics or a website, anything. And they came up with tools to help people. And Canva is an amazing tool. And you can do all sorts of graphics on there, from Facebook posts, Instagram stories, whatever, all of it. But just learning a bit of the basics, like fonts and colors, that would be really, really good. I swear to you, it'll come in really handy. All right, next point is that you're gonna, and I wrote about this in one of my last newsletters that I sent out, my Soul and Hustle letters. Go and sign up. Anyway, and that is, you gotta acquire a figure out mentality. And by that I mean, you gotta learn how to think independently. And when you don't know something, then you go out and figure out how to do it. Because I get a lot of emails and comments and all that stuff, and a lot of people asking me questions. And I love getting messages, and you know, for all the reasons. But I struggle with some of the messages where people tell me that they don't know how to do this thing, and if I can tell them how to do it, or that they want to do this one thing, but they don't know how, so, you know, now they can't do it. I'm just like, holy shit, people. Why do you think Google's there? Like, what about YouTube? Like, everything you need to know in terms of skills and beyond, I mean, everything is right there. And so learn how to use these tools properly. And when you don't know something, go and figure it out. Like, I think that's so huge. And the successful entrepreneurs that I know, people that are crushing it, people that are awesome with what they do, man, they just figured shit out. Like, I figured out everything on my journey. I never send emails to people and be like, I don't know how this works. Can you tell me? I'm traveling to Thailand. Can you tell me the best spots? Like, I never wrote to a travel. Like, but Matt, can you imagine the emails that I get sometimes from people, like as a travel blogger, and they're going off traveling, and then they send me emails about, you know, whether I can send them an itinerary for their Mexico trip, or, you know, what's the best credit card, whatever. But either I already wrote about it on my blog, or I'm like, well, there's so many resources out there that will answer your question. And so that, I think, is massive, is to have a mentality of, yep, I'm going to figure this out, no problem. I Google and YouTube everything, seriously. And everything that I know about what I know when it comes to business or making videos or photography or podcasting, I figured it out, literally. I just figured it out. When I had the opportunity, of course, you know, when I have a friend and he has a successful podcast, of course, I'm like, hey, dude, so here, you know, got a couple of questions here. But generally, I just figured my stuff out on my own. And get on it. Oh, and that also relates to my next point, which is learn how to think in solutions and not in problems. Yeah, that definitely relates to the figure out mentality, because when you think in problems, it's kind of like you just see a wall and that's where you stop. And then you need other people to help you, or it's kind of like when you think in problems, it's kind of like we victimize ourselves. But when you think in solutions, that opens up a whole new world, right? So then a problem is not a problem anymore. It's like, okay, how can I solve this? How can I find a solution for this? So, yeah. Next point is that there's still people out there, believe it or not, who think entrepreneurship, especially starting an online business, is a path to quick money. And I don't know why that's even still a thing in 2019, because if anyone knew how to make really quick money, everybody would be doing it, you know, we'd all be rich. But that's not how it works. It's not how it works. So there is no such thing as quick money online. It doesn't exist. I mean, some people, they figure stuff out quicker than others, and then they make money quicker than others, for sure. And you can make money, you know, you don't need to wait years to make money. Of course, you can make an income relatively quickly, but it's not like you just kind of go and build a website and then the people will come, and there's hacks and all these tricks that all these gurus use to make a lot of money really quickly. That's an illusion. It takes time. And as I said in the very beginning, it takes a lot of time and a lot of hustle, especially just a lot of energy and grit and resilience and patience. So many people don't have the patience. They give up so quickly, or they get discouraged and frustrated really easily in the beginning. And I'm just like, woof. Yeah, patience is a virtue for sure as an entrepreneur, because nothing will come to you just like that quickly. I've been working my ass off this past year. And also at the very beginning when I started Planet Backpack, or generally when I started out with my first business. And I had to cultivate a lot of patience, for sure. It's an issue that people have that have, you know, with especially the ones that have a lot of goals and want to achieve a lot. And so, yeah, no, there's no path to quick money. Sorry. I know there's people telling you that there is on YouTube and stuff, all the fake gurus and but there's only the work that you put in. All right, next point is about, ooh, yeah, that's a big one. You have to be able to get really passionate about serving and contributing. And that means that your focus has to go from within, which is, you know, something that's your hobby, or maybe you're passionate about something. That's you. When I ask myself, oh, what do I want to write about? What video do I want to shoot? What blog do I want to start? That's just me. But you know what? Entrepreneurship and building a business is really not about you. And it's really not about me. It's not about me. That's just the truth. And any successful entrepreneur will tell you the same thing. You have to take the focus from within to going without. By that I mean from internal to external. From asking just yourself what I want to what do others want? How can I serve and contribute best? What problem can I solve that other people have? It's not about what you want. It's about what do other people want? What do the people need that you want to serve? Who are the people you want to serve? What are their problems, their issues, their fears, their challenges, their insecurities? What do they want? And really develop a sense of empathy for the people that you want to reach and for the people that you want to serve. And to go away from what do I want to what do others want? That is such a big one. And so many beginner entrepreneurs are so me focused. Me. My idea, my blog, my website, my video. And no one cares. The people that you eventually want to reach and that you would like to pay you for your services or your offerings, they don't care about you. They care about solving their problems. And you will be the one giving them the solution. So you have to really get into their heads and their brains and figure out what they're dealing with. And that empathy is a big one as an entrepreneur. It really is. It really is. I constantly ask myself, what do my people want? I constantly ask questions on Instagram or my newsletters. I'm constantly, and also, even though I'm not on Facebook, but sometimes I go in there and I'm going into Facebook groups and just seeing like what are people posting? What posts get the most engagement? When I watch videos in my niche, I read through the comments just to see what are people commenting? Is there, what do they express? It's so crucial to get to know your people on a level that goes deeper than just the avatar. Oh, this is Susie. She's 35 years old and is a mom of two and works part-time. No, you gotta go way deeper than that. So this is the end of my list. I really, really invite you to check in with yourself and be honest with yourself. And really, really answer the question, am I ready to be an entrepreneur? Is this for me? Is entrepreneurship for me? And don't lie to yourself. I mean, there's no point because eventually you'll figure it out. But, you know, if the answer is no, like that's totally cool. You can learn, you can evolve. Absolutely. I think it's the first step is in becoming aware of it. And maybe it is not for you. Like I know people that tried, you know, they tried. They started businesses. They hung in there for a while and then were like, nah, no, it's just not for me. Like they wanted the freedom that came with it and the independence and all of that, but it just wasn't for them. They didn't have it in them. And that's totally cool. Like I'm not shitting on anybody who tries and then is just honest with themselves and moves on. But you know, all the downsides and all the challenges, they're really, really worth it. Because the reward, the freedom, and the ability to express your full potential and your passion, man, it really is priceless, just as I said in the beginning. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. I mean, it's all I can do. I'm not made to be an employee. Like, I tried this thing. I tried for 8 months. And I mean, I had other jobs before that too. Like during, as I was, you know, when I was at university and stuff. But yeah, that's all I can do. I can only be an entrepreneur. Everything else would just, I couldn't breathe, I think. But yeah, I just really wanted to get these things out in this episode because I don't know, sometimes I feel like we need to talk about this more. And I know that there's people like Gary Vaynerchuk and all of those boys who are all about the hustle, gotta hustle. And I don't necessarily wanna just be like that. Like, yes, it is definitely about the hustle. I'm not gonna not say that. It is definitely about the hustle. It is about putting in the time and the energy and the hours and just really doing the work. But at the same time, a lot of it is also the inner work and facing those fears and our insecurities and our limiting beliefs. So as much as it is about the outer work, it really is also about the inner work. And whatever resistance you have going on, you got to deal with it if you want to move forward and if you want to become successful. And yeah, the books by Stephen Pressfield, they're a really good start if you want to deal with your resistance. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned something. I really do. And if you want to learn more stuff, then sign up for my newsletter, my awesome emails, the Soul and Hustle letters that I send out about once or twice a week. And you can sign up for them at connie.me. I share most of my valuable writing, insights, and tips in these emails and stay up to date, you know, with everything I put out. And come and join us still struggling to speak. I'm almost at the end, Connie. You can do it. Okay. Come and join us over at Co-Create. We're opening the doors next week. You can sign up to be put on the wait list at connie.me/co-create. And if you're still looking for your calling in life, If you made it this far all the way through the episode, but you still actually don't know what your thing is, you're still trying to figure out how to make a living doing what you love and making an impact in the world, then I have a solution for that. Guess what? It's called Find Your Magic. It's my program that helps you to connect to your calling and your purpose in life. And it will change your life. I do promise you that. And you can find that at findyourmagic.co. And lastly, if you enjoy my podcast, please leave a review on iTunes. It helps to get the word out. Oh, and lastly, if you have any feedback for me in terms of this episode or generally my podcast, then you can send me an email anytime. And also, you know, if you like something, also let me know. Or maybe there's something that you want more of, or a special topic you want me to talk about. Whatever it is, send me an email at mail@connie.me. It's Connie with an I. So thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you soon.